From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There's escalating protest action in Georgetown and Quebec City. The Commonwealth warned against public relations exercises masquerading as election monitoring and more Amnesty International pressure for Jamaica. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Relatively noisy but largely peaceful opposition protests took hold in the Guyanese capital, Georgetown, today, strengthening significantly after they looked like fizzling out on Thursday. Hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets and stopped in front of key government institutions, clamoring for political change. Caribbean Report's Colin Smith has been monitoring the protest action.
For example, outside the only radio station which the country has, that radio station is also owned by the government. The demonstrators called for the resignation of the general manager. The opposition have said that his appointment was political. In front of the police station, in fact, two police stations they passed by, they called for the resignation of the police chief. They called for an end to police brutality and so on. In front of the elections commission, they asked why so many of them were disenfranchised.
How disruptive have the protests been today?
The protests were almost incident-free. At one point, they stopped and helped themselves to some drinks which were displayed in front of a store. I think they emptied about a case of drinks.